Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to your Monday. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you for the next 3 hours. This is the BetMGM Network. BetMGMNetwork.com takes you to the Odyssey app, the BetMGM Network on YouTube and Twitch. You want to watch the video platform of the show. Find us on X, bet_sweat. Sam at SB Shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski. Noops will be dropping by. We will preview Monday Night Football. We've got a good one between the Lions and Ravens. That comes your way in 20 minutes. Case of the Mondays later on this morning. Monday morning market moves. We have some huge matchups, both college football, NFL. We're already taking a peek at Monday moons. We'll find out where the room is at for tonight, which is vital to the show. And we will wrap with lightning bets. We do that every day at 11:40 Eastern. Sam, how you feeling this Monday? I'm guessing better than last.
Yeah, for sure. A little bit better, especially when Cleveland beat Green Bay and all the Green Bay people are saying fire Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love isn't the answer. It's so fun. Overreactions are so fun. Bad loss. Shouldn't lose that game. You're up 10-0. Midway through the fourth quarter and lose somehow. That's always fun. But I start my Monday wondering what I'm going to do next Saturday. Of course, I have a wedding next weekend. Here are the college football games next Saturday. USC at Illinois, Auburn at A&M, Notre Dame at Arkansas, Indiana at Iowa, Ohio State at Washington, Oregon at Penn State, LSU at Ole Miss, Alabama at Georgia. And I will be traveling for a wedding and miss most of those games.
Damn.
Joy.
Okay, so let me tell you. The dads on my team, we're doing fall ball. The dads love me because when I am making the schedule, first thing is all the Sundays are out. Like, that's not even a discussion. Like, the coaches hate me because they're trying to set up again. How about Sunday? Nope, not happening. How about Saturday? We've played one Saturday so far, but the 27th, that was a no-go. Like, I went through before scheduling, and I wrote down all the big college football games every Saturday. Like, okay, we're not doing Monday Night Football. We're not doing Thursday Night Football. We're not doing Saturday because of college football. We're not doing Sundays. Like, if you want to play, we can maybe get a Tuesday or a Wednesday in. Fridays are cool. I'll deal with that. But, like, that's it, man. That's it. Yeah, I my son's birthday is the 27th on Saturday. Like, somebody's asked me yesterday, are you going to his party? I'm like, what time is it? I was dead ass serious. I was like, I see these kids all the time. Why do I need to go hang out at a kid's party? I see these kids all the time. I coach those kids. Like, we're fine. We're good. I don't need to be. It's not the first birthday, second birthday, third. Like, we're at 13. Like, he doesn't need me to be there for the cake cutting. We got college football action. We got a lot going on. We got BetMGM game day the next morning. So I feel you. That is outrageous. Outrageous to have a wedding. And it's not even like you did it in the non-conference part. It's just when things are starting to ramp up. A lot of these college teams having the fifth game. We're starting to get some of the heavy hitter games coming up this weekend. Inexcusable. Bad job by the husband. People will blame the wife. Bad job by the husband.
Bad job by both.
Yeah.
Equally. I have to travel, though, on Saturday. Saturday's a travel day. The wedding, to make things even worse, is on NFL Sunday.
Oh, that's
awful.
And
I have to officiate it.
A whole week.
I'm officiating the wedding. So there's really nothing I can do. And you know, it's wild because you book all the travel. And like, when we started booking the travel for this wedding, you do it in June or July. So you're not even thinking, you're like, yeah, whatever, fine. We'll book the flight. We'll fly in on Saturday. We'll leave at noon. We'll get there at 3 and then go to the hotel and check in and everything will be fine. And then I'll officiate on Sunday and then maybe we can watch Sunday Night Football. Nope. Not going to go that easy. Not going to go that easy. The best weekend so far of the season. I will be handcuffed.
Yeah, early afternoon, we got LSU Ole Miss. Then at night, you got Oregon, Penn State, and Bama, Georgia going on at the same time. Are you locked up at that time? Like, what's happening at night?
Probably.
You know, some good NFL games, too. Well, we had some good games yesterday. The witching hour in both slates was electric, man. Electric. With all of the blocked field goal attempts turning into touchdowns, no covers to covers, game-winning field goals in the late afternoon slate. Like, we could start with any of these. I guess you got us there with Green Bay, Cleveland. You guys were on this early in the week. I joined you late in the week. Great call on Cleveland. Great call, man. I mean, it wasn't just one of these scenarios, and there were many of them where, they should have won by multiple scores on the Green Bay side. They won the box score. No, that's not what happened. Cleveland didn't do much offensively, but they outgained Green Bay in yards per play, 3.9 to 3.8. Not impressive, but this Browns defense was. They held that Packers offense to 230 total yards. Jordan Love, people talking about MVP. I got JLC bragging about his Jordan Love ticket yesterday morning to me. 183 yards. That's not an MVP performance. We did see one out of Justin Herbert. They're 3-0. But we did not see one out of Jordan Love. These injuries for the Packers are mounting, man. They really are. And a lot of people aren't paying attention to them because they've been winning games up until yesterday. Biggest upset of the year so far. Loved it. We knew it. Okay. This is going to finally be the weekend. We got a couple big upsets.
You said it, not me. I was hoping we would get there, but you proclamated that we would see some upsets, and we finally did. The Browns winning outright. The Panthers waxing it against Atlanta.
Wait, a weird box score. Who waxed who?
The Panthers waxed the Falcons.
Oh, I thought the Falcons were going to wax the Panthers.
The Jets probably should have beat the Bucks, although the Bucks were in total control, and then the Jets were somehow in the lead. And I'll put my hand up on this one. I brought up next week. I know we're looking back. I didn't have a side in the game. Didn't bet it. Didn't have a single dollar on it. If you had Rams plus 3.5, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. That should not happen. The Rams were up 19 points in the second half. 19. And not only do they lose the game, they don't cover because the Eagles block a kick and we get fat guy touched on return. Jordan Davis, who weighs 350 pounds or more, running at almost 19 miles an hour right down Main Street to get the Eagles the cover. The reactions to that, I saw several posts on social, on X, on Instagram, people filming other people with Eagles tickets. You want to talk elation, jubilation, celebration? Go watch some of those Eagles reactions. People that had no business covering on a blocked kick touchdown return by a fat guy. Woo!
You say you're sorry. I didn't have anything on the game either. Are you really? Because all week you were saying, oh, this is not good. We don't have a side. We don't have a strong angle on this game. the rematch angle, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's on the Rams. You talk to bookmakers. Can't get an Eagles ticket. That's midweek. We know, obviously, by game time, of course, there were Eagles tickets out there. I was hoping it was going to get to three. Then I was going to jump in on it, but I didn't. I didn't do anything on the game either. Did you really feel bad? Because you had a feeling with all that public Rams money that something bad was going to happen.
Not like that. I do feel for somebody that had a little too much money on the Rams, if somebody was overextended and lost that way, that's tough. I mean, you capped that thing right for 59 minutes and 57 seconds. That's a tough one. And then you get, oh, that's the worst beat ever. It's not. It's up there. It's certainly in the team photo. I can think of several beats that were worse, including the Bahamas Bowl, including Northwestern Ohio State. That's bad. That's really bad. You know what else was bad? Matt Eberflus's defense. Good Lord, man. What the hell was that? And I thought Dallas was going to go in there and do work. And you know when you have money on a game and then about 15 minutes in, you know you're going to lose? Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened. And I did my best to kind of buy out of it on Chicago. Dallas is going right down the field on that first drive. Right down. Like, literally, the Bears can't even tackle. And then in a series of what felt like 6 minutes of real time, as Dallas is rumbling for another first down, the Bears defensive player rips the ball out of the Cowboys running back's hands, and then CeeDee Lamb busts his ankle. And I'm like, oh, this is how they lose. Because the turnovers and because of an injury. Now, Caleb looked good and threw four touchdowns, which the Wiener Circle in Chicago is going to pay for. You see that? They said if Caleb throws four touchdowns, free hot dogs for everybody. Caleb threw for four touchdowns. That guy, I never understood the hire in Chicago. He is one of the worst coaches in a long time. His job is defense, and their defense is horrible. Now, Micah Parsons was traded. That certainly didn't help.
Yeah.
That defense stinks so bad.
Yeah, they suck. There's no doubt. And what happened last week against that defense? Russ, 450 yards. So it's probably going to be who's playing the Cowboys. Do you have any chance of explosion? And we're going to see it all game. All game. It didn't help that the Cowboys had four turnovers. Like, some of it was garbage and it was late and it was over. Is that over a bad beat? Again, a play that everybody was on. Who's going to get stops in this game? Well, the Cowboys were held to 14 yards. The Bears defense didn't have Jalen Johnson on the field. Yeah, you have the CeeDee Lamb injury. Like, that's part of it. Does it go over if Lamb is on the field? I think so, because I think they get one of those touchdowns at the very end instead of interceptions in the end zone, which occurred. You needed a lot of things happen if you were on the under. I don't think a lot of people were on the under. It felt like that was a bad beat, because at halftime, you're like, this is flying over. And then everything was brought to a stop. The Cowboys didn't score a point in the second half. And then you're depending on Joe Milton with his 100-mile-an-hour fastballs that he's throwing out there at the end of the game.
Caleb Williams is co-tied. I guess I could have just said tied. I don't know why I said co.
I like co-tied. I wanted to say co.
Co-tied, new word. It's a Betsweats term that I just came up with.
Yes.
Caleb Williams and Aaron Rodgers have the most touchdown passes in the NFL right now, 7.
That's amazing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's amazing. Is either quarterback in the team photo going tonight? Is Goff up there? He's got to be because he had
Goff
five
has
last
to
week.
Be. Yeah, yeah, and he'll throw a couple tonight. That total is up to 54 in Vegas. You know who's not scoring? Kind of rolling through some things here. The Tennessee Titans have scored 37 points this year. 37. Mm-hmm. 30 of them are from the kicker.
Wow.
Hey, blow.
You know who needs another kicker? The Falcons. They just got a new – they thought they had their guy. All right. Koo sucks. Parker Romo, you're the man. 5 for 5 last week. Sunday night football, we take out the vaunted Vikings. We got our ass waxed 30-0. Parker Romo goes 0-for-2. Penix has his worst game as a pro. A couple of picks. It was embarrassing. And when you look at the numbers, it wasn't that far off, but it was just over early. There were a few games that were just way over early. And I'm not going to laugh at other people's picks. Look, I was worried about that game. I didn't bet it. Like, it was hard to get to the window on Carolina, but I didn't want to take any Falcons in Survivor. That crushed some people. And look, I mean, talk about over early. Bengals-Vikings, man. Like, that was over early. And I talked myself into the Bengals in that game. It was like an anti-Wentz play. People are like, now? Let's trade for Cousins if you're the Bengals. Wait, I thought Jake Browning was good. You told me he was good last week. He was a good quarterback, and now they've got to make a move immediately and go trade for Kirk Cousins. It'll be interesting to see if he goes anywhere. But Penix, rough game. I don't think anybody saw 30-0 in favor of the Panthers.
No, definitely not. A very, very strange box score. We'll talk about a lot of this over the next 3 hours. Let's also give Justin Herbert his flowers. That guy is playing at an unbelievable level right now for the Bolts, who are, oh, by the way, in first place in the AFC West.
Right now, it's a three-player race. Things change a lot in this league, but right now, three-player race for MVP. One of those guys going tonight. Joe O. Sammy P., you've got Bet Sweats, Monday Night Football, Lions-Ravens on the other side. The BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.